track. In fact, he's well sampled on this EP. And Estación Esperanza, this is all over UK radio. I've just really been enjoying hearing that the past couple of weeks. And followed up with a cover of the iconic track from Joy Division, Love Will Tear Us Apart, by the...
Yes, welcome to the 27th hour of Chaos, Horror, and Disorder.
It's us again.
It is indeed.
It's the 27th hour challenge, part two.
Part two, funding drive edition. Yeah, still, funding drive is still going on. And the funding drive is very important for CKUT. And there's some cool new merch this year as well, again. And I think I'm going to get myself some merch.
Even. Yeah, those t-shirts look pretty sweet.
Yeah, it's cool. And I always need a toque. Always looking for toques. I can never find my toques in the wintertime. I don't know what it is. I put them down.
One on your head right now.
It's because if I don't have it on my head, man, I lose it. Seriously, the only way I can keep track of them. As soon as I take it off, it's fucked me if I can find it again. Sorry, excuse me. There we go. We're doing an episode of Irish music tonight. That's what I prepared because. It won't be St. Patrick's Day when this is played, but it is St. Patrick's Day right now. And instead of playing the Pogues and the Mahones and the Dropkick Murphys, I decided to look through Bandcamp and see what's happening in Ireland these days, what the kids are doing. So we have a little bit of that. We also have a little bit of the oldies and goodies from Northern Ireland, the Stiff Little Fingers. And a few things off the Bloodstains across Northern Ireland. Okay. So that's what I have planned. We'll see what your reaction to that is.
This should make a fun show for those who aren't in the loop. Last week's.
It's really moving slowly this week, year.
challenge was I programmed a bunch of tunes and then Doug had to respond to those musically. Was edited together to form the special. And this week we're doing the opposites of Doug's, providing the groundwork, and then I gotta do the legwork.
You're doing legs? Is that how it works? Are you doing gym talk now?
Irish legs. I'm thinking about jigs and...
I do the cardio, you do the... what's the other thing?
Audio? I don't know what you're talking about.
I thought you got all gym bro on me for a second there, but you passed the test. Never mind. So first of all, let me pull up my list of songs. The first song we're going to listen to is the Hard Lads performing Intro Abort.
Great name.
After that will be Disguise, Bas Fada. I don't know if that's Gaelic or whatever, but... and then Surge with Avalanche. Little trifecta, and here we go.
See you on the other side.
Indeed. You'll know when it comes. Here it is. Enjoy. CKT 90.3 FM, 27th hour.
Hand up!
Yes. There we go.
Yeah, noisy, lo-fi.
Yes, hardcore. Raw punk is alive and well in Dublin. Nice. I couldn't use a Bandcamp filter for all of Ireland. It would only let me filter for Dublin. I don't know if that means that
what about
there's
Belfast?
Only... That didn't... It doesn't... I didn't...
Cork?
There, I know there's a lot of cities in Ireland, but it was... Dublin was the only one that I could... Because I wanted to get music only from Ireland, but it wouldn't let me filter for Ireland. It would only let me filter for Dublin, so...
So in your next set, let me ask you this. Will you be Dublin down on...
No, no, because Dublin is in the Republic, and we'll be moving up north to Belfast for the next section. So that'll be cool. But the next section won't be that, actually. The next section will be...
Will be what I play.
Yeah.
No, it'll be what I play.
Maybe let's try to have a conversation with future me.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay,
what about me?
Okay.
That's an interesting choice you just made.
You better.
Do you really think that, that's a good choice?
I think so. I got some cows.
Oh, yeah. No, you're not going to respond.
Excuse me, I'm responding
like I'm
right
talking
now.
And then you're going to respond?
You keep interrupting me.
I can't believe Other Graham just said that.
Well, look, I got to defend myself
here. I'm so
here.
Confused right now.
This should make for... It's experimental radio for
you guys. Oh, my God.
Light entertainment programming.
That's a great point. That's a great point.
You may be light entertainment.
Not that, not what you just
serious.
Said, Graham, but the thing that Other Graham just said.
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was talking. I'll let him.
I'd appreciate if you didn't talk over it next
time. It's very frustrating.
Yeah. Okay, Other Graham.
Not to mention extreme.
You were saying about Dublin? Yeah.
Yeah, it's another city in Ireland, is what I know about it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know if I agree with that, but...
But another city is, that I know about is...
okay.
Have you been
Belfast.
To Dublin?
I've never been
I've
to Dublin.
I've never been to Dublin.
I've been.
Have you?
Have you been to Dublin?
Yeah, it's St. Patrick's Day every day there. People pass out on
Irish
the sidewalk.
Do you have Irish heritage yourself?
I do, you know, I do have some Irish heritage.
Me
on
too.
My mother's side, they're all Irish relatives, but it's,
Yeah, there's just some Irish.
I think you have to go back several generations before.
Same thing,
Actually lived in Ireland.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right.
But they were all... They kept it Irish.
They were all Irish.
Out in Saskatchewan there.
All those Irish people were all Irish? Is that what you're saying?
So, yeah. So
okay.
I'm about...
Well, that makes sense.
I guess that makes me about half. But
I think it makes you 100%.
Yeah.
If all the Irish people were all Irish.
I did go to Ireland, actually, and the basic reaction was that the people in Ireland were just really tired of North Americans coming over thinking that they were Irish because they had some great-great-great-grandfather that lived in Ireland. They thought it was the dumbest thing ever.
Listen, guys, we got some music coming up here. Can you hear?
Pubs in Florence, Italy.
This is some more lowish fi.
Well, it's a good place to drink beer.
Noisy, raw punk rock metal.
All right,
music.
All right,
90s.
Another Graham.
It's
That's
the cows.
A good point. You should play your music.
Yeah, I'm trying to do that right now.
Here we go.
The cows and the kittens on CKUT.
Oh.
That is fun.
Have conversation with yourself.
It's recording.
That's me. I'm right here.
Right now. We're back.
Yeah. Just, I'm making some notes.
Okay, good.
For how, because if I don't make notes, I'll totally forget what just happened.
You can just ask me to remember it for you.
Luckily, we're recording it, so you can listen back to it.
Or whatever.
But you are in possession of the file.
Oh, I'm going to send it to you.
Oh, you're going to send that to me?
The future is now.
A lot of logistics. Computer logistics.
No, no.
This is how radio's made these days.
It'll be simple.
Isn't this cool? It's the future, man.
Yeah. It's pretty cool. Yeah.
But, yeah, that's going to be... do you have any other anecdotes about St. Patrick driving the snakes out of Ireland? And then people get it.
I wish I could remember. I'm sure there is a story somewhere in the collected works of Flann O'Brien about St. Patrick. I'm sure there's numerous references. Flann O'Brien is a favorite author of mine.
Me too.
An Irishman. It's a pseudonym. He was an Irish civil servant and so couldn't publish things under his real name.
I see.
And he wrote this fantastic book called At Swim Two Birds, which is a real Joycean kind of romp, absurdity and strange narrative and multiple narrative. Anyways, it's bonkers. There's also The Third Policeman is one that people may have heard of.
Mm-hmm.
Published posthumously.
Sense of humor and very, very Irish. He was a real 20th century Irishman.
We'll give you a new appreciation for bicycles.
Listeners, check that out. I also highly recommend that listeners check out the donate button on the CKUT website. It makes it really easy to support McGill Montreal Community Volunteer Radio.
At 22 minutes past 11 or any time.
The cultural fabric of the beautiful city of Montreal.
We are affiliated.
World of the Earth.
I sometimes wonder, you know, if I didn't have CKUT and CSM, I would have to listen to the other radio stations sometimes, and it would just be, I don't think I would make it. I don't think I'd be able to.
Be that bad.
I really don't like those radio. I use it to wake me up in the morning because it just annoys the crap out of me.
That makes you get out of bed to turn it off?
Yeah, it's like it's worse than the meh, meh, meh.
I set my phone to like gentle birds chirping.
I would not wake up. There's no way that would have any effect. Already the baby in the house screaming and the dogs barking is barely enough to wake me up. All right, here we go with Stiff Little Fingers with Suspect Device. And then we will listen to the ex-producers Behind the Door and The Doubt Look Away, all from Northern Ireland this time. Enjoy.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're back
in CKUT 90.3 FM. It's the 27th hour of chaos, horror, and disorder. And I'm here too.
And that was The Doubt with Look Away. Before that, we heard Ex-Producers Behind the Door and the amazing Stiff Little Fingers, Suspect Device. So,
classic.
I'm having a pretty good St. Patrick's Day. I'm only going to have two beers on St. Patrick's Day, I think. Oh, actually.
You should be drinking whiskey.
Yeah, I'm getting my third dose tomorrow, as a matter of fact.
You should not be drinking. I have to,
confirm that. I wonder if it even matters if you confirm. They ask you to. Anyways, we'll find out.
Okay.
We'll find
good
out.
Good luck with that.
Thank you.
I was quite laid out the day after my third dose.
Oh, yeah, me
It'll
too.
Be like St. Patrick's Day really happened in a big way, but it'll just be the vaccine.
Synthetic hangover.
Yeah. So, big plans tomorrow. But, yeah. What's that other, Graham?
Oh, I said synthetic hangover. Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
Well, no, should I be leaving then?
No, that doesn't make sense.
Maybe.
Well,
because
Manglefoot Munster Bunny.
You just replace the letters.
That's right.
What if, what if it was a dromedary instead, though, instead of just a regular camel?
We'll give you clues. Well, what?
Is that even a thing? Or is the wait? It's a Bactrian camel.
Dromedary?
What?
I don't know.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
We're lost. We went
Have
went
you ever actually seen a camel's mouth?
No.
Not in person. Oh, wait.
You?
Almost.
It's pretty intense.
Almost?
I'm just going to
It's
just
an intense mouth.
There.
Camels have spit. Intense mouths. You heard it here first.
They have, like... Folks.
And it, like, hurts like a mother, apparently.
I've never been spat on by a camel.
That's good. I don't hear that it's...
Maybe
that's
how...
Like, ill-tempered.
Yes.
They can be ill-tempered, yeah.
Yeah. Been led to understand.
Well, I mean, it would be, too, if they you know, the camels that you see, typically... Are not living.
People are humping you all day.
Yeah, they're not. They're
if
on,
you will.
They're on your humps.
Riding
humping your
humps.
Oh, God.
So, I mean, I think anybody would be in a bad mood, really.
I know I would.
Poor Alice.
They're in like the 5% of species that have been domesticated by humans. 95% of species have succeeded in telling us to F off.
That's right. So we have
the
no
sad,
use for them.
The sad 5%. No, we've tried. We've tried to domesticate. You know, people, they want to have like tigers and lions.
What
pets.
On earth? That why works. Are you talking about
yeah.
this?
It doesn't work.
They're very skittish, apparently.
You guys.
They
hey,
don't
I
want
got another
to.
Set coming up.
The
here,
animal
right?
has to accept that it's
hello?
With humans. And,
gentlemen.
You know, they do
I'm
so out of good faith.
Music. Here we go.
Be later. I don't know. My dogs, I think, have a
your
pretty
dogs?
Good life.
Your dogs?
I think they
what?
Might have figured it out.
How did
they
we get
well
here? Listen,
there, but
this
not
is
all
them
animals are on that.
With Richard Corey.
The dogs?
No,
dogs
them.
Hooks.
The band.
Said that.
With Van Morrison
dogs,
on vocals.
They have cute faces. They're cute.
Yeah, they were pretty cute. They're awesome musicians.
Yeah, that's a good
just
idea.
Listen.
That's
yes.
a good idea, there, Graham. Let's listen.
Let's talk more
yeah.
dog.
Thank you. Let's talk
enjoy.
More. Here's them on CKUT.
And I wish that I could be. Yeah. Richard Corey.
Very controversial.
The undertones.
Yeah, that's very.
I couldn't add anything more.
The undertones from Ireland, as well as.
What if it was a double type of situation, though? What if you took that and doubled
undertones?
It? Or even tripled it?
Well, it's an interesting question because I think Other Graham might say. And let me. May I?
You sure?
Thanks. I believe we're on the same wavelength, he and I.
I hope so.
So maybe the next set that I program will, in fact, quadruple that.
But if you double a triple, that's not a quadruple. So can you even do that?
It's a sextuple, man.
Yeah.
So that's what
I'll do. Or a sextet.
I'll be sextupling it up.
Is that head sex?
Sextupling it up on your humps.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sex. Tumplins.
What?
It's interesting, wow. Actually, that you would think that. Now, I'm just having this thought right now. It's going to be ridiculous to listen back to it later on, but
it's already.
Sex means six.
Yeah.
So, does that mean that originally, like, when people were having sex, they were six people together?
Or they had to have it six
That's
times?
That's an interesting question, Doug. That's an imaginative.
I mean, it stands to reason. Otherwise, it would be duo. You know, you'd be duoing.
Maybe it's a different root.
I think we're on.
I don't think so. I think it's.
I
think there's a clear relationship.
In Latin, here we go.
Yes, Italian, Latin.
Sex is sesso.
In sesso. Italian,
it sounds very much like six.
And sixth is sesto. Sesto. That's why you have the Sistine Chapel. It was named after Pope
Sixtus the Fifth.
Sixtus? Hold on, you just said Sixtus. That sex, six is sesto. Okay. Yeah. I thought you were saying that sex was sesto, and then the Sistine Sesso. Chapel. I was like, yeah.
So you used to
That's where the popes
Ryan
would go to have sex.
Those t-shirts that they started to see in the 90s with, like, the the logo of McDonald's that says marijuana instead, you know? These ones were the Esso logo, but instead of saying Esso, it said Sesso. Very clever.
If you get so those somebody, market, somebody, dozen, somebody you actually probably more than that. Good chunk of money off that.
Chunks. Mm-hmm. Large chunks. Or hacked off of the money.
Man. No, you couldn't do that.
Or sex t-shirts.
It was not nice, you know?
Well, it was just stupid looking, really.
I didn't think it was punk rock. Instead, I got a button that just said, fuck off.
That's a little bit more on brand. Yeah. What are we going to listen to now? This is my selections now. We're back to modern day Dublin.
All right.
We're going to listen to Grit with Backup Loader, Extra Vision, Our City, and then Veselvolod Plotkin, Hang Musk. And I had to play a Musk diss track. It's not like their best track on the album, but since they're dissing Musk. And actually, apparently, that band was inspired by Disguise, which we played in the very first set.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, they went to a Disguise show.
Together.
And then they created this other thing.
Beauty went full circle.
We're spinning. Cool. We're spinning out. All right. Enjoy. We'll be back. We'll be right back. Where's this music coming from? Oh, there it is. We're back.
Hi there.
It might have sounded to you like they were saying, hey, Musk, but they're actually saying, hang Musk. Mm-hmm. And you know, and I was also saying that, you know, Musk has a Montreal connection. He was, did they ever get married? I don't think so.
He
was
dating Grimes.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. He was dating Grimes for quite a while.
He had a baby that they gave like a robot name or something.
That's right.
Wasn't that
a
right?
A very robot-sounding name to the baby, yeah, with the ex-Asha Ray something. Named after, with numbers in it and everything, named after...
My suspicion was that it was a robot.
It could be, you know.
Perhaps. It's a theory.
But how can we prove?
You can't.
Well, yes. A true human. Does it poop?
Send a wizard.
I leave the investigation of this matter up to you, Graham.
Does it go to school?
But...
Does it go to school?
It just the fact that you're calling it a knit already calls into question. As
it's
you
a little
having,
bit
but
strange
sanity
kind of way to think about things. I will
yeah, but Grimes
espouses this type of thinking. I'm just kind of riffing on humorous thoughts.
Stupid.
Grimes
ideas.
And Moss did have a baby, and now I've heard we don't usually talk about celebrity gossip on the show,
fact,
so I'm going to make an exception.
Practically never.
I'm going to make an exception just for this one time. Apparently, yeah, Grimes is now dating Chelsea Manning of the, you know, whistleblowing fame.
Mm-hmm. What kind of dates do you think they go on?
At least it's two musicians together.
They go out
I mean,
pizza.
Is Grimes like a billionaire? Because I assume she had a baby with a billionaire. I don't, he can't be like, so,
she
pretty fancy dates.
Alice Cooper would know.
Billion-dollar babies?
Yeah, billion-dollar babies.
On.
Oh, man, that's okay. Billion-dollar babies.
Oh, he's writing it down.
Yeah.
The other Graham's
yeah.
shouting at you right now. No, I'm not going to play that.
No, I'm
you
agreeing.
Are,
like, that's,
I'm not.
I want to hear that. I want to hear Hello, Hooray. Just like on Psychedelic Sunday.
Okay.
I at one point
something,
downloaded...
Something from the Billion-Dollar Babies.
Yeah, we're talking.
Yeah.
Album.
I yeah, went, yeah. At one point downloaded the entire Alice Cooper discography. And at a certain point, I was playing on my computer. It started, you know, with the first album. And I left the house to go shopping or something for a long time. Came back, like, hours later. Still out
of school.
still working its way through the playlist.
An amazingly long catalog. This is everything.
And if you listen to it, yeah, he really explored every nook and cranny of his character, his personality, and rock and roll. And he went all the way.
Cool. He was on the Muppet Show.
Good for him. Good.
We're going to play some Alice Cooper.
Yes, we are.
I think maybe Hello Hooray.
That's right. Hello Hooray. That's going to come up
nice.
Right in this.
27th Hour of Chaos, CKUT 90.3 FM.
Give your money to CKUT.
Do it. Thanks for listening to the game. Yeah.
Keep listening.
27th hour. Indeed. Don't stop. 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 Don't stop.
Our signal. Only one person can keep CKUT alive. You have a chance to be part of the action. You have a chance to be a hero. Donate to CKUT during its funding drive to keep quality programming alive. Call 514-907-9424 or visit www.ckut.com.
Hello out there. You are listening to Harmony Express on CKUT 90.3 FM. Thanks for joining me for tonight's